So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we make a Superman movie.
That's the guy that's not a bird or a plane.
Well, most people aren't those things. This guy has a little bit more going on than that.
Nope.
Yes, he does. So, the movie starts on the planet Krypton.
Krypton, huh?
It's pronounced Krypton.
We'll see about that.
Okay, and so this guy Jor-El is gonna cast away these three bad guys into a very uncomfortable rectangle. Gonna be very weird for them to use the bathroom in there.
Oh, boy. I bet that's not the last we see of them.
Well, for this movie, it is, actually.
You start in the movie with sequel bait? I admire the confidence.
Thank you.
So Jor-El tells all the other tin foil suit people that the planet's gonna explode, but they're like, nah, probably not.
Uh-oh.
So Jor-El is like, okay, my wife and I will stay, but I'm gonna shoot my son Kal-El off into space.
Kal-El, no!
No, see, it's a good thing, because he's sending him to Earth, where he's gonna be super strong.
Oh, well, good. So then Krypton is destroyed,
which is horrible, but also kinda looks like a good time. Very nice lights and whatnot.
Nice.
So Kal-El gets picked up by this old farmer couple who raise him as Clark Kent.
Okay.
And they're trying to have him live a normal life amongst all the other 40-year-old teenagers.
What?
But he's special. He's strong and fast. Like, he can run. Well, I wouldn't call it running, but he can move as fast as a train.
Very exciting.
But one day, Pa Kent dies and Clark finds a green rock, so he decides it's time for him to leave. Oh, he's just gonna leave the mom all alone?
He is.
So he makes this elderly lady walk about 2 miles out into a field to tell her the bad news.
Kinda rude.
Well, he's gotta leave, because he's gotta go throw this green rock into some snow way up north.
Oh, how does he know that?
By knowing it. So a big structure made out of test tubes emerges, and the hologram of his deceased father is gonna talk to him.
And what's he gonna say?
Well, he's gonna tell him that he's in a fortress of solitude.
Fortress of solitude, huh? That's what I call my mansion.
Okay.
Yeah. Because despite the glimmering allure of riches, I find myself surrounded by opulence, yet feeling an unshakable and unfillable void within.
Unfillable void.
Oh, unfillable voids are tight.
All right, so Clark heads up to space for a couple of years to learn how to be Superman.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so he comes back down to Earth, and he's no longer a 40-year-old teenager. He's a 39-year-old adult.
What?
So he takes his new facial structure to get a job at the Daily Planet, where he immediately falls in love with Lois Lane.
And what's her deal?
She's a star reporter who can't spell words.
Okay.
Anyway, she gets in a helicopter, and Superman's gonna stop the aircraft from crashing, so that's pretty heroic.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And then later he's gonna stop an aircraft from crashing, so that's pretty heroic.
Yeah, you already said that.
Yeah, it happens again soon after.
These friggin' aircrafts can't air properly.
They cannot. So then he's gonna let Lois interview him.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and she's gonna tell him to look through her clothes and tell her what color her underwear are, and then he's gonna fly her around and she's gonna write a little poem in her head and recite it to us.
What are you talking about?
And then he's gonna show up as Clark Kent, because they had a date scheduled.
Did he put himself in a love triangle where two of the people are him?
For some reason, yes.
And she can't tell that this is the same person twice.
Well, no, he's got glasses on as Clark Kent.
I don't think that would work. They wouldn't seem like two different people.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, that actually reminds me, my optometrist wants me to wear these.
Hey!
What?
Those look really frickin' good.
Thank you.
Anyway, now it's time to tell you about the bad guy of the movie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, his name's Lex Luthor, and he's got a very evil plan in the works.
What's his plan?
Well, he wants to launch a missile to cause an earthquake to make a chunk of California fall into the ocean.
Why?
Because he owns the land right beside it, so suddenly he'd have a bunch of coastline real estate.
The land immediately next to a bunch of destruction and corpses.
Yes.
And so he finds out about Superman's existence and decides he needs to kill him.
How does he plan on doing that?
Well, he hears that Superman's from the planet Krypton, so he's like, well, we could assume that some debris also traveled to Earth and would be radioactive and deadly to him.
How could he possibly figure that out?
By making wild and borderline insane assumptions that turn out to be exactly right.
Wow.
So they change the coordinates on some missiles and the military shoots them off.
The military doesn't double check coordinates before launching missiles?
That's what we're going with.
So Lex lures Superman to his place and messes him up with some kryptonite.
Oh no.
Yeah, but then he leaves his girlfriend with Superman while he goes to watch the missile he launched at his girlfriend's mother.
I don't see how that could backfire in any way.
But then his plan backfires.
What?
Yeah, his girlfriend lets Superman free, but not before giving him a little kiss.
What? Why did she kiss him?
Well, she's like, I didn't think you would let me do that if you weren't incapacitated.
Yikes.
So now Superman has to stop 2 missiles, but that's impossible. He's not fast enough.
Oh.
Yeah, so the freaking earthquake happens, and he's got to go underground to fix it.
I have no further questions about how that would work.
Good.
But then Lois dies, so Superman's sad and gives her a little kiss.
Are any of the kisses in the movie consensual or no?
Look, sir, are the majority of the kisses in this movie non-consensual? Sure. Is there a scene where a bunch of cops surround an unconscious woman and talk about giving her chest compressions and mouth to mouth in a real creepy way? Sure. Is any of this gonna age poorly?
I...
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, so now Superman's very upset.
Very sad, but impossible for him to do anything about it now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he flies so fast around the world that he reverses time and saves Lois.
I thought he wasn't fast enough to stop two missiles.
Well, he didn't have the motivation of a dead Lois Lane.
And the potential death of millions wasn't enough?
No, and so then the day is saved. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a good movie.
It's just the whole time travel thing.
What about it?
Oh, I'm just afraid that might create some kind of precedent. We can't have major superhero movies solving their problems with time travel. That'd be ridiculous.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. I hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Just a quick moment of relaxation and meditation before you move on to your next video. So take a deep breath in. And breathe out.